your impressions in the development of Trenton Simpson?
I think he's been developing well. I mean, he's a hardworking kid, a great athlete. You can see the physical talent of why we wanted him. He had an unfortunate, little injury at the beginning of the camp that kind of slowed him down, but he was participating in meetings. But I think he's developing well. I think he got some real good game action. His first real live action that he's got all camp, and we expect him to continue to get better. He has the right mindset, which is very important. To continue to get better, and he obviously has the skill set. So we're excited where he's at right now. He's only going to continue to get a lot better. So we're excited where he's at right now.
Zach, the mistakes that he did make in that mm-hmm. game last weekend, did they strike you as sort of normal rookie out there for the first time mistakes? Or?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the thing about it that a lot of people have to understand is the jump from college to the NFL, I don't care what level of college you played at, it's a big jump. And, mistakes are normal mistakes that you make throughout the course of a football game. But the thing that I like that he did is he bounced back from the mistake after the touchdown and ran the guy over for a sack fumble, which was a big play in that two-minute drive. So that just kind of shows you the makeup that he has, that he can move on from one play to the next play. But it's just normal game mistakes, and the biggest jump we always say is from game one to game two. So expect him to be a lot better this game coming up. Man, I would say, honestly, everywhere. Like, PQ, Patrick Queen, I'm so excited about him. This is probably the most focused I've seen him since being around him. And he's always been a focused guy, but this year he kind of got a different look in his eyes, and I'm excited and happy about it. But he's improved everywhere. I mean, we've talked after the season, and he wanted to get better in all aspects, and I think that's great that a player doesn't pinpoint one aspect of the game. He wants to improve everywhere, and I think he's done that. So he's ready to be unleashed, and I'm excited to see him when he gets out there week one.
Zach, along those lines, I mean, Patrick's even talked about the off-field, some of the business stuff, yeah. Fifth year option, all yeah. that. How impressed have you been with everything you just said about him mm-hmm. on the field, how he's just handled himself and not allowing that to be a distraction for him going into this year?
Yeah, it just shows his maturity. I mean, I've been very impressed with him. Obviously, the business side is something that we don't shy away from it. I mean, I know it. We know it as coaches, and we want these guys to do what's best for them in their career. And but he understands at the end of the day, to get what he wants and to get to where he wants to be at, he has to come out here and perform. And the best way to do that is to be focused and locked in every single day. And he's done that. So he's taken the right approach about it, a great approach about it. He's not complaining, not whining about anything like that. He understands the business side of it. I think Harbs and Eric have done a great job with the conversations they've had with him. And he's doing well. He's handling it real well. So I'm excited. I think it's just going to be real beneficial for him the way he's been handling it. Yeah. Yeah. Man, first and foremost, congrats to Suggs, T Sizzle, Latron James, whatever you want to call him, whatever he calls himself, man. Congrats, bro. Well deserved, much deserved. But what stood out to him is just not only was a great player, but one of the best players that ever put on a helmet in the National Football League. Obviously, one of the best players that ever put a helmet on in this organization. But, I mean, he's a great dude. I mean, I remember just me being an undrafted rookie free agent, hadn't made the team yet. I mean, he talked to us like he talked to Haloti. I mean, he made everybody feel welcome, everybody feel like a family. You could go to him about anything. He'll joke and kid around with you as well. I mean, he's just a great, great human being. But what stood out to me on the field is just his work ethic, man. Like, when I got here, you kind of always hear about how hard do guys work and everything like that. He was the hardest worker on the field when he was here, man. So it's no surprise he's accomplished what he's accomplished dang near for two decades in this league. Getting enshrined into the Ring of Honor here. And I think he's a future first ballot Hall of Famer. He should be. If not, I'll be disappointed. But he's well deserving of that, man. He's a great dude. Everything he's getting is deserved, man, for real. So congrats, Suggs.
Two more things.
Yeah.
You mentioned you were an undrafted rookie. There's a lot of guys trying to make this team undrafted rookies in their last preseason game is coming up. What do you remember maybe from back then for you, and what would you say to those guys coming into the game?
Man, I remember we were about to play in New Orleans, and all I remember is, hey, this is the last opportunity, so I'm going to cut it loose. So that's just what I tell these guys, man. Cut it loose, man. You have nothing to be worried about from the standpoint of you can only control what you can control. And what you can control is going out there in this last game for the last 60 minutes and just going balls to the wall, man, giving everything you got. So block out the noise, block out the distractions, and just cut it loose. And all these guys, they've been playing football for quite a while, you know what I mean? And they all played football at high levels, at the college level. So you have nothing to worry about. It's just a football game. Cut it loose, go play hard, and let the chips fall where they may. Yeah.
I guess, how is he taking to that role, and you know, just your linebackers? Do you feel like you guys are putting more stuff on them besides the green dot than you did in previous years because of just how comfortable they are and how well they've been with defense?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that they're very comfortable in defense now that we got Roe here for a full off season. Last year was funny, man. He picked up the defense pretty well, but you couldn't really give him all the nuggets and everything that he needed to know because it was just been too much. He got here midseason, but him getting here this off season. Getting comfortable in the system, in the defense. PQ being here for the second year in this defense, which you already have familiarity with. Those guys building that chemistry, I think it's very important. So we are putting a lot on those plates, man. Those are two of our best players, not on defense, but on the team. And I think they're two of the best players in the league. So we're going to ask them to do a lot for us, and we need them to perform well. And I think that they're up to it with the way they've been working. So, yeah, we do put a lot on those guys' plate.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, appreciate y'all.